Good afternoon.
下午好.
The book of Acts reports to us some of the missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul.
使徒行传为我们记录了使徒保罗宣教旅程的一些经历.
On his second journey, he entered Europe.
他第二次宣教到了欧洲.
He traveled from Macedonia down through Greece to Corinth in the south.
从马其顿经希腊南下到了哥林多.
He spent only 2 to 4 weeks in Thessalonica.
他只在帖撒罗尼迦待了2到4周.
Not too long afterwards, he wrote his first inspired letter to them.
其后不久, 他因受圣灵感动, 写了第一封信.
Though young in the faith, the Thessalonian believers had become strong witnesses to Jesus.
尽管帖撒罗尼迦的信徒还都是刚刚信主, 但已经成了耶稣基督有力的见证。
Could you read 1 Thessalonians 1:8-10?
Okay. 因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来, 你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚, 就是在各处也都传开了。所以不用我们说什么话, 因为他们自己已经报明了, 我们是怎样到你们那里, 你们是怎样离弃偶像, 归向神, 要服侍那又真又活的神, 等候他儿子从天降临, 就是他从死里复活的, 那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
One of the basics in our Christian walk is letting our faith be known.
基督徒生命的一个基本点是要让世人了解我们的信仰。
Others should learn from us that we are looking to Jesus, whom God raised from the dead.
世人当从我们身上认识到，我们仰望的正是神让他从死里复活的耶稣。
Most of us are not gifted evangelists.
我们大多数人并不是很有恩赐的传道人。
But we can learn and work at sharing our faith in Jesus.
但是我们可以学习并努力与人分享我们在耶稣里的信心。
It's doubtful that the Thessalonian church was full of spiritually gifted evangelists.
我们也很难相信帖撒罗尼迦教会里满是充满了圣属灵恩赐的传道人。
Neither were the early Jewish believers who were scattered because of persecution all gifted evangelists.
早期的犹太基督徒因受逼迫散居各地，他们也并非每个人都是有恩赐的传道人。
Yet it says that those who were scattered told the good news about Jesus as they went.
但是圣经说，那些散居的走到哪就把关于耶稣的好消息传到哪。
I would suggest 4 disciplines which every Christian can practice that help us in our responsibility and privilege to share Christ with those around us.
我要向每个基督徒推荐4个原则，帮助我们和身边的人分享耶稣，履行基督徒的责任和享受我们的殊荣。Our
first responsibility is to live godly.
我们的第一个责任是敬虔的生活。When
we come to God through Jesus, we are then changed by him.
当我们通过耶稣基督来到神面前，我们已经被他改变了。We
should now live in a godly manner.
我们就该开始过敬虔的生活。
Although Paul was only in Thessalonica a few weeks, he taught the believers how they ought to live and please God.
尽管保罗只在帖撒罗尼迦小住了几周，他已经让信徒们知道应该怎样生活来讨神的喜悦。And
that is how they lived.
他们就开始这样敬虔的生活。When
we come to God through Jesus Christ, when we believe on Jesus and receive him for whom he is, we are born again.
当我们通过耶稣来到神面前， 当我们确信耶稣并接受他就是神的儿子，我们就得到了重生。We
become new creations.
我们成了新造的。We
live for God and we forsake sin.
我们为神活着，远离罪。Now
when we live godly, it will show.
当我们敬虔的生活，世人就会看见。Before
his crucifixion, Jesus prayed for his disciples as recorded in John 17.
约翰福音17章记载了耶稣上十字架之前为门徒们祷告。
He knew that they would be treated as he was treated.
他知道门徒们将和他一样受到逼迫。
As we live godly or Christ-like, we will be seen and perceived as Christ was.
我们敬虔的生活，世人就会看出来我们效法基督。
As he was a light in the world, so also believers will be lights in the world.
他是世界的光，所以信徒也要成为世界的光。
He had told his disciples, "You are the light of the world."
他对门徒们说，你们是世界的光。Then
he said, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven."
然后他又说，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Paul gave a similar command to the Philippians.
保罗给菲利比人相似的命令。
Do you read Philippians 2:14-16?
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这弯曲背略的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子里好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
Neighbors where we used to live would joke that the German national sport was complaining.
我在德国的邻居，他们常开玩笑说，德国的国家级体育项目就是抱怨。
To do everything without complaining or arguing stands out.
凡事从不抱怨，从不争辩，这样的行为就会彰显出来。
Those who live purely will stand out like stars in the sky.
那些过着清洁无瑕疵生活的人就会像晨星那样闪耀。
When we live godly, it will not only show, it will bring questions.
当我们敬虔地活着，不仅会让人看见，而且会让人发问。
Peter implied this in 1 Peter 3:15.
彼得在彼得前书第三章十五节这样说。
Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
Peter assumed that people would ask believers about the hope which they had.
彼得料想到世人会问信徒的盼望。
Those around us have no sure hope about the future.
我们身边的世人对未来却没有可靠的盼望。
Even those who are very religious have no sure hope.
甚至非常虔诚的宗教徒也没有可靠的盼望。
I used to talk occasionally with a devout Muslim shopkeeper about, in his words, God and the world.
我曾经和一个虔诚的穆斯林教徒一个店掌柜，用他习惯的语言谈过有关上帝和世界的话题。
His best hope, which was obviously uncertain in his mind, was that Allah would judge his good deeds as greater than his wrong deeds.
他对未来最大的盼望是真主在审判他的时候会断他生前做过的好事比坏事要多，但是显然他对这个盼望也不太确信。
Our hope stands out in this world and people will ask.
我们的盼望显在世上，世人就会问。
We can certainly imagine many other questions that could have arisen in New Testament contexts.
我们可以确切地设想，人们可能会对新约提出其他的问题。
Friends of the Philippians might have asked, "Why don't you ever complain?"
腓立比人的朋友们可能会问他们，为什么你从不抱怨
？Why are you always so joyful?
为什么你总是那么快乐呢
？Shopkeepers in Ephesus might have asked former customers, "Why aren't you buying our idols anymore?"
以弗所的店掌柜可能会问原来的顾客，你们怎么不再来买我们做的偶像了
？Neighbors of believers in Corinth may have asked, "Why aren't you attending our feast at the temples?"
哥林多信徒的邻居们可能会问，你们怎么不再来参加神庙里举行的宴会了
？Imagine the questions that Onesimus, an escaped slave, got from his fellow slaves.
想象一下奴隶们会怎样问那个逃跑的奴隶阿尼西姆吧。
You can read about him in the letter to Philemon.
你可以在腓利门书里面读到他的故事。
Why did you come back?
你怎么又回来了
？You had successfully escaped.
你好不容易才逃脱了呢。
The Thessalonians could have expected questions similar to those which Peter's readers could expect.
帖撒罗尼迦人可能遇到的问题和彼得书信的读者遇到的问题是相似的。
Why are you joyful and not crying and mourning over your dead relatives?
为什么你不会为死去的亲属忧伤痛哭，反倒喜乐？
We live godly because it pleases God and it belongs to our new nature in Christ.
我们像神那样的生活，是因为这样可以讨神的喜悦，能够像耶稣那样。
But when we live godly, we will draw attention and some will ask questions.
但是一旦我们敬虔的生活，我们就会让人引起人的注意，他们会来问我们。
Now, if we know that questions could be asked, then we need to prepare wisely.
既然我们知道世人会向我们提问题，就要善于做准备。
Peter wrote, "Always be prepared to give an answer."
彼得写道，总要做好准备回答人的问题。
Living a godly life will never be sufficient for another person to come to know Jesus.
我们自己过着敬虔的生活，并不能足以让别人来认识耶稣。
The gospel is the power of God for salvation to all who believe.
福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
A person must hear about the death and resurrection of Jesus, that he died for our sins.
人必须听到耶稣的死和复活，听到他是为我们的罪而死。
No matter how good our lives might be, the best it can do is draw questions and make our message attractive.
无论我们个人生活得多么好，最好的办法是引发问题，让我们的信息能够吸引人。
Our challenge is to get from everyday life and conversation to the gospel message.
我们面临的挑战是从每天的交谈和生活中带出福音的信息。
We can prepare for this.
我们能够为此做好准备。
If we are not evangelists by gifting, we will probably need to prepare for this.
如果我们并不是一个具有蛮有恩赐的传道人，那么我们可能就有必要为传福音做好准备。
To prepare wisely, we need to know what we will answer.
做好准备在于我们需要知道答案是什么。
Theoretically, every area of our life should be affected by our faith.
理论上来看，我们生活的每方方面面都受信仰的影响。
We are to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱神。
Every aspect of our life should have a spiritual quality to it.
我们生活的每个方面都应该有属灵的特性。
Therefore, we should be able to respond to any question about how we live with some spiritual content.
所以我们应当能够回答就我们属灵生命提出的任何问题。
What biblical reason do we have for our passions, our thoughts, and our actions?
我们的情感、我们的思想和行为是来自于哪些圣经真理呢？
How does it relate to the gospel?
他们与福音的关联在哪里？
How would you explain that relation to another person?
你怎样向旁人解释他们之间的关系？
Practically, many believers have not thought through that much of their lives.
从操作上来看，很多信徒还没有在生命中细想这些问题。
A new believer may have been impacted in just one area.
新信徒可能是在某个方面有所领受。
But this is an area to which he can respond.
但是他正可以用这个方面的领受来回答。
John 9 contains a beautiful example.
约翰福音第九章有一个很好的例证。
Jesus had healed a man who had been born blind.
耶稣医好了一个生来已瞎的人。
Because it was on a Sabbath, the Jews were opposed.
因为这一天是安息日，犹太人据此反对。
They called this man to answer for what had happened.
他们把那人找来问是怎么回事。
He did not know much initially.
那个人开始并不太知道。
At one point he says, "One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see."
一时间他说，有一件事我知道，从前我是眼瞎的，如今能看见了。
His logic leads him eventually to some further conclusions.
他的逻辑带领他得出了进一步的结论。
Of Jesus, he says, if this man were not from God, he could do nothing.
关于耶稣，他说，这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
This is the essence of a personal testimony.
这就是个人见证的本质。
I had been that sort of person.
我曾经是那样一个人。
Now I am this sort of person because of Jesus.
因为耶稣，我现在成了这样的人。
God has changed me.
神改变了我。
Moving from a testimony to the gospel involves explaining how sin had made us what we were.
从个人见证上升到福音，这牵涉到要解释我们曾经怎样受罪的辖制。
We explain how it separated us from God and any help from Him.
我们要解释我们怎样因罪和神隔离，得不到神任何的帮助。
And we explain how Jesus' death and resurrection gave us a new relationship to God.
我们还要解释耶稣的死和复活给我们和神一个新的关系。
To prepare wisely, we will learn how to find and take opportunities to share about Jesus.
做好准备，我们就要学习怎样发现和抓住机会与人分享耶稣。
We do not need to wait for people to ask questions.
我们不必等着别人来发问。
Opportunities may arise out of our life experiences or out of the experience of the people with whom we would like to speak.
我们的生命经历和谈话对象的生命经历都可能为我们提供机会。
Paul's experience in Athens, as we read in Acts 17 this afternoon, is a good example of the latter.
今天下午我们读到的《使徒行传》17:15-34记录了保罗在雅典，他正是利用别人的经历来完成传福音的好例证。
Paul had observed that the city of Athens was full with idols.
保罗注意到雅典城里偶像林立。
He noted one altar labeled to an unknown god.
他还看到有一个坛上刻着卫士之神。
He was aware of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophies.
他也意识到希腊的厌乐主义和禁欲主义的哲学观。
When I asked by those philosophers to speak, he took the opportunity to speak.
当哲学家们要求他讲话的时候，他就抓住了这个机会。
He referred to that unknown god.
他提到了卫士之神。
He quoted their own poet.
他使用了他们的诗歌。
He related the message to their own philosophies.
他从希腊人自己的哲学思想带出了福音的信息。
But his message also was clear and uncompromising.
同时他讲的信息非常清晰，毫不含糊。
To take an opportunity to share generally requires knowing the audience.
抓住时机与人分享福音，往往需要我们了解听众。
What are their needs?
他们的需要是什么？
What do they understand?
他们的见解是什么？
Then we can help them make the connection between where they are and what the gospel says.
这样我们就能帮助他们把他们当前自己的状况和福音讲的联系起来。
So what I tried to do here on New Year's Day, if you were here to hear that message.
我在农历新年讲的道用了这个办法，如果你听过那篇道。
There's a focus on good fortune or blessing at the New Year.
那场讲道的核心是新年祝福。
We can take that as an opportunity to share how God wished for us good fortune or blessing.
我们就可以利用那个时机来分享神是通过耶稣基督给我们最大的祝福。
But God provides ultimate blessing only through Jesus Christ.
但是神是通过耶稣基督给我们最大的祝福。
When we get that opportunity to share, we need to focus clearly.
当我们有机会分享福音的时候，就要做到重点清晰。
Focus on where they need to go and what they need, and what they need to get there.
我们要集中讲人该往哪里去，和我们需要靠着什么往那里去。
Keep in mind that they need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们要牢记，人们需要听的是耶稣基督的福音。
The gospel is the power of God to salvation.
福音是神救赎的大能。
Our testimony is not.
我们的个人见证不是。
The gospel is about Jesus Christ.
福音是关于耶稣基督。
It's not about us, our experiences, or our ideas.
不是关于我们自己、我们的经验、我们的思想。
In our culture, concepts in the gospel message are misunderstood.
我们的文化让福音信息里的概念受到误解。
Sometimes we are not even aware of it because we use the same terms.
有的时候我们甚至意识不到这种曲解，是因为我们用了同样的词汇。
In post-Christian countries like Europe, people misunderstand the very person of Jesus Christ himself.
后基督教国家的欧洲人不了解耶稣基督是怎样一个人。
For this reason, it is often good to invite people to read the Bible with you.
所以应当请人和你一起读经。
They need to encounter the true Jesus of the Bible.
他们需要认识到圣经里的真实的耶稣。
Begin with a gospel like Mark or the Gospel of John.
可以开始用马可福音或者约翰福音。
In John 1, we read how some of the disciples first came to Jesus.
在约翰福音第一章，我们读到门徒第一次去见耶稣的情形。
Philip found Nathanael and told him that they had found the one whom Moses and the prophets had written about, Jesus of Nazareth.
腓力去告诉拿但业说，他找到了摩西和众先知所写的拿撒勒人耶稣。
Nathanael asked,、oh, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?"
拿但业问，拿撒勒会出什么好东西吗
？Philip's response was simple.
腓力的回答非常简单。
Come and see.
你来看。
We can respond the same way to people and their questions about Jesus.
我们可以用同样的办法来回答人们关于耶稣的问题。
Come and see.
你来看。
Look at the Bible together and meet Jesus.
一起来读圣经，和耶稣相遇。
Keep in mind that we want to bring people to Jesus.
记住，我们要把人带给耶稣。
We're not trying to get our own followers.
我们不是要让人来跟随我们。
We are not trying to get church members or people to attend church.
我们不是要为教会增添新成员或者参加者。
Now other believers can help.
其他的信徒能够帮我们。
The testimony of the body functioning together can be a strong witness.
肢体合一发挥能力就是一个有力的见证。
And Paul made it clear to the Corinthians that ministry was a joint effort, some planting, others watering.
保罗清楚地告诉哥林多人，侍奉是众人齐心协力，有的撒种，有的浇灌。
But God gives the increase.
但是是神让他生长。
Paul was determined to preach Christ.
保罗定义要传讲耶稣。
We focus on bringing people to Jesus.
我们应当专注于把人带向耶稣。
Keep in mind as well that our commission is to make disciples.
要牢记，我们的任务是要让世人做耶稣的门徒。
The goal is not simply to get someone to pray a prayer, raise a hand, or sign a card.
我们的目标不仅仅在于让人祷告、举手、签名。
Jesus commanded us to make disciples.
耶稣命令我们要去招门徒。
Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。
We explain the gospel, understanding that we are introducing a person to a lifelong relationship to Jesus Christ.
我们讲解福音。应当明白，在介绍人与耶稣基督建立长达一生的关系。
We explain the gospel, realizing that receiving Christ will result in a lifelong change if the person truly receives Christ.
我们讲解福音，应当意识到，是接受了耶稣基督会带来影响一生的变化。如果这个人真正接受基督。
When we share our testimony and lead a person to Christ, we are laying a foundation.
当我们分享见证领人归向耶稣，我们是在建立根基。
We or others will build on that foundation.
我们或者是别的人还要在这块根基上建造。
Lay it well so that the structure is built well.
我们要打好这个根基，确保上面的建造也好。
Since all this is clearly a work of God, we must certainly also pray intently.
既然这一切都是神的工作，所以我们当然要恒切祷告。
When it concerns professing Jesus to the lost, I would suggest four specific requests to bring to God.
在向走失了的人宣讲耶稣这一点上，我建议向神祈求四个帮助。
First, pray for open doors or opportunities to share the gospel.
第一，祷告祈求神开门，让你有机会分享福音。
Paul asked others to pray this way.
保罗让众人这样祷告。
Read Colossians 4:10.
Okay, 你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。我为此被捆锁。
You can pray for opportunities generally.
你可以祷告祈求神赐各种机会。
You can pray for specific opportunities, such as at work or among your friends.
你也可以求神赐给某个特别的机会，比如在工作上或者朋友间传福音。
You can pray this for specific people.
你也可以为某个人祷告。
Pray that God would give an opportunity to profess Jesus to a specific person.
祈求祷告神赐给你机会，让你向某个人宣讲耶稣。
Have a list of people for whom you are praying, not only that they receive Christ, but that you have an opportunity to share Christ with them.
列出一个你愿意为之祷告的人的名单，祷告祈求，他们不仅会接受耶稣，还有机会让你有机，还让你有机会与他们分享耶稣。
I would also add to this that we should pray that we see these opportunities.
我还要补充一点，就是祷告祈求神让我们看见这些机会。
Too often we realize afterwards that we could have shared but didn't recognize the opportunity at the time.
我们时常在事后才意识到，我们本来是可以分享，但是当时却没有意识到这个机会。
Pray for boldness.
祷告祈求神赐勇敢。
We often think of the Apostle Paul as the fearless evangelist.
我们常常会认为使徒保罗是一个无所畏惧的传道人。
But he came to the Corinthians in fear and with much trembling.
但是当他到哥林多人当中的时候，也是害怕战惊。
He wrote to the Ephesians, "Pray that I declare it, pray declare the gospel fearlessly as I should."
所以他给以弗所人写的信里说，请为我祷告，让我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
As we pray for boldness, we can pray for protection.
我们祷告祈求神赐勇敢，也祈求他赐保护。
But remember that God sometimes uses our response in persecution to turn people to Himself.
但是也要记住，有的时候神让我们在受逼迫时产生的反应，来带领人归向他。
This was the case in Philippi as Paul and Silas sang praises to God in stocks in a prison after having been beaten.
在腓立比就是这种情况，保罗和希拉被挨打以后关在牢里。这个时候他们向神唱赞美诗。
Peter also warns of this persecution.
彼得对此也下了警告。
But he instructs us to trust Jesus to be in control.
但是他却告诉我们要相信耶稣基督在掌管着。
Respond to people with gentleness and respect.
我们要用温柔和尊重回答人。
And follow the example of Jesus.
效法耶稣。
Third, pray for wisdom.Wise words to explain the gospel.
第三，我们要祷告祈求神赐智慧，用贤明的话讲解福音。
Difficult to know how to respond to each person.
我们难以知道如何去回应每一个人的问题。
So we can pray as Paul did.
所以我们可以效法保罗的祷告。
Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel.
也为我祈求。使我得着口才，能以开口放胆讲明福音的奥秘。
Paul was concerned that both he and other followers of Jesus would have the right words to answer everyone.
保罗关切他自己和其他的耶稣的追随者是否有正确的话回答每个人。
We need to know the gospel well.
我们需要熟知福音。
But every situation is a bit different.
但是每一种情况都可能不一样。
And we need wisdom in applying the gospel message to each person, to helping them see that the gospel is relevant to their situation.
我们需要有智慧，把福音的信息运用到每个人身上，让他们认识到福音和他们的境况是有关系的。
Finally, pray for open hearts.
最后，祷告祈求神打开心门。
Among the first converts in Philippi was a woman named Lydia and her household.
腓立比最早的一批归信耶稣的人当中，有一位妇女叫吕底亚和她的家眷。
Of her, it says in Acts, the Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message.
使徒行传说，主就开导她的心，叫她留心听保罗所讲的话。
There can be no salvation without hearing the message of the gospel.
不听到福音就不可能有救赎。
Presenting the gospel is the task which God has given us.
传播福音是神给我们的任务。
But in the end, the response of a person to that message is not our responsibility, but a work of God.
最终，人对福音做出的反应不是我们的责任，而是神的工作。
You willing to translate an example I haven't written down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to give you an example.
好，给个例子。
Years ago, some things happened when our children were small.
几年前呢，我们孩子很小的时候发生了一件事儿。
And we had people comment to us that our children were well behaved.
有人呢到我们这里来问我们的孩子是不是一切正常。
The first time this happened, we didn't know how to respond.
当这个事情发生时，我们不知道怎么样回应他们。
It was an embarrassed, well, thank you.
我们只能够说啊，了解了，谢谢你，很尴尬。
Later, we saw this had been an opportunity for us.
后来我们意识到，其实这是给我们的一个很好的时机。
So we prayed about how we should respond.
所以我们就祷告，让神告诉我们该怎样回应。
And we came up with a different answer in case the question should be asked again.
那呢，我和家人对于我们该做出怎样的回应有不同的看法。
So the next time we said, thank you.
所以下一次呢，我们会说谢谢。
We believe that it takes three people to raise a child.
我们认为呢，我们的回答是，我们认为让一个孩子成长需要三个人。
At that point, we generally had their attention.
所以在这一点上面，我们都intention.
Attention.
Attention.
They were
listening to us. 这样的话 ，OK， 这样的话人就会很注意听我们的话。
We told them it takes a father and a mother and God.
我们就这样回答人家，一个孩子的生长需要父亲、母亲和上帝。
If God had opened their hearts, they asked further.
如果说神那个时候开了他们的门的话，开了他们心的门，他们就会接着问。
What do you mean?
你这是什么意思？
If they were not open, the conversation changed.
如果神没有开他们心的门，那就会转换话题。
If they asked, we could explain the role that God had in raising our children.
如果他们接下来问，那我们就可以解释说神在孩子生长中会发挥怎样的作用。
This is looking for an opportunity.
这就是我们要寻找机会。
It's preparing ourselves for the opportunity.
预备我们自己抓住机会。
It's praying about the opportunity.
为机会祷告。
And leaving the response to God.
而把回答带到神那里。
Okay. For some reason, evangelism has become associated with the specialist and with special events.
由于某种原因，现在传福音已经越来越多地成为一个专家的布道或者特别活动。
The evangelist holds an evangelistic crusade, and we believe that evangelism has been done.
那呢，传道人出去宣教，这样呢，我们就相信福音工作已经到家了。
That may be true.
这可能是一方面。
And some of you may be here because of such efforts.
在座的当中，可能也有一些是为了宣教而来的。
But those things are special and not the norm.
但是专家布道也好，特别活动也好，是特殊的情形，而不是常规。
To make them the norm is like saying you must have an obstetrician and a hospital in order to have babies.
制造一个常规就好比是告诉人说生孩子就需要有产科医生和医院。
It's great to have a specialist in childbirth at a hospital for any special care that might be needed.
产科医生也好，医院也好，那在需要孩子需要特别照顾的时候。那可以是一件好事儿。
But babies are being born throughout the world without hospitals or specialists.
但是世界各地没有经过医院和产科医生帮助就生下来的孩子比比皆是。
That's normal.
这是正常现象。
Similarly, it should be the norm that believers introduce others to Jesus.
类似的，信主的人向还没有信主的人宣讲耶稣，也应当成为正常的现象。
We have received something wonderful that everyone else needs.
我们自己得到了非常美妙的东西，其他的人也非常需要。
We do not have to work change in the other person.
我们不必去想尽办法让别人改变。
We are simply the messengers of good news.
我们只需要成为传递好消息的信使就够了。
Nevertheless, we are in a spiritual battle, and the enemy does not want us to do this straightforward task.
然而在事实上我们呢也在经历属灵的征战，敌人不要我们完成我们的任务。
It may also take work and discipline.
我们也需要有努力和自律。
The enemy will resist.
敌人会阻挡。
But draw near to God and resist the enemy.
靠近神，帮助我们抵挡仇敌。
And let's commit ourselves to praying for the lost and to praying for ourselves to be those who profess Jesus boldly and wisely.
让我们努力为迷失的人祷告。也祷告祈求，让神给我们勇气和智慧，传讲耶稣。
Amen.
阿门。